I brought blueberry apple conserves, I brought amaretto cherries, and vanilla rum apple butter.
We have apple cider vinegar. There's also red wine vinegar, homemade stone ground mustard, and I have beer, imperial stouts that I brought along.
We have pimento cheese with some bagel chips next to it. Looks like it's some cheese, pimentos, poblano peppers, mayonnaise, mustard, paprika, scallions, and a little bit of pepper.
Peanut butter and granola bars. They're gluten and dairy-free with peanut butter, maple syrup, cage-free eggs, applesauce, vanilla, organic oats, brown sugar, salt, papaya, pumpkin seed, and sunflower seed.
Okay, everyone. Welcome to the fourth B-Town Food Swap. Most of you have been here before.
My name is Erin Clark, and I'm the organizer of the B-Town Food Swap.
To welcome you. The purpose of the swap today is to trade homemade items with other people in our community.
I went to a couple of indie food swaps. Loved it. I'm a foodie. I love trying new things and also meeting people, so the food swap combined both of those. After a few swaps in Indy, I felt like it would be a great event to have here in Bloomington.
Some of my large quantities of persimmon pulp for some marzipan I have.
For the first little bit, we all just kind of wander around and chat with each other and see how things are going, catch up, see what people are bringing. And then we have the actual time where we go around and sample. So everyone has the option of bringing little samples. Most people will bring samples. Of course, you couldn't do that for something like bottled beer, but for all the other things, that works great. So you get to go around, try out everything, and then you write down your name on their sheet if that's something that you're interested in. And then you actually go into the swapping and everyone swaps. So we tend to swap the things that you're really, really excited about first, so everyone will kind of go do those, and then you start figuring out what else you might want to do, and eventually it's just kind of, oh, that's leftover, and my thing's leftover, I'll take that, and you can take this, and it all ends up working out.
You have to make something that's homemade. We don't have any requirements other than that. We ask people to list ingredients or maybe state dietary specifications, if it's vegan, if it's sugar-free, etc.
Would you like anything else for some of the vinegars?
Let's do the amaretto black cherry.
You don't have to be an expert cook to come to a swap. You don't have to be an expert canner. You can bring anything that your heart desires, and people will trade with you.
Okay, so it's about 10 after. Everyone can go back and check out your bid sheets. As you're looking at those bid sheets, just remember...
Everyone's really, really friendly and welcoming, so there shouldn't be any fear or anxiety about coming along. And it's also adventurous. So, for instance, I would never do anything on my own accord about persimmon pulp. But it's here, so I might ask, what do you do with persimmon pulp, and learn something new and exciting.